The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 12 of the addiction recovery program.
I am Luann, and I am a grateful recovering addict.
Hello, sister.
Step 12 for me is the icing on the cake. I love Step 12. I have so much to be grateful for, and the miraculous transforming abilities of the 12 steps has just been amazing in my life. And 7 years ago today, I was a homeless heroin addict and completely a mess and literally knocking on death's door. And I found myself in jail again and a mess. I had overdosed 2 weeks prior to that arrest and nearly lost my life. And so I was completely desperate. And I had a powerful, life-changing spiritual experience in a jail cell early on in my recovery while I was detoxing from heroin. And it broke my heart wide open. And the Savior came into my heart in that jail cell and infused my whole body, my whole being with light and love and awakened my spirit to a degree that I have never been the same from that moment forward. I have faced the Lord ever since that experience, and it has been an amazing journey and walk with God that I would not trade for anything else in the whole world. I have amazing angels that showed up in my life in that perfect time with amazing message of hope and truth that was exactly what I deserved to hear at that exact moment of my life. And I started going to meetings and to the 12-step meetings in jail, and I've been a participant of this program ever since. And I've heard, I don't know how many times I've gone to meetings, and my prayers have been answered out of the mouths of amazing participants and people in this program. And the Spirit is so strong at these meetings and has testified to my spirit and spoken to me and changed who I am. And that's what I feel is so powerful about this program. We're all in practice of Step 12 when we show up to these meetings and bear humble testimony. It doesn't matter what step we're on, but just showing up here and sharing our experience, strength, and hope is practice of the 12 steps. And I'm grateful for every part of this journey. I have a willing heart to serve the Lord in whatever capacity He has for me. And I had no idea what this journey would be like. But just a couple examples of what he's called me to do and is to be a Sunday school teacher. I never thought I'd be a Sunday school teacher. I was a homeless heroin addict. He called me to speak at BYU Women's Conference, and I spoke. I felt the divine power of God as I prepared that talk and as I delivered that talk about wayward children to 500 women. And it was an amazing experience that God used me. I'm an imperfect person, but because I have a willing heart to serve him, he uses me in powerful ways to assist him in this progression of recovery. I wish I could have been here to all 12 of these meetings, Wednesday night meetings. I picked two. I picked step 3 and step 12 because those two steps are very powerful in my life. And the other Wednesday nights, I was at the Metro Jail in maximum security, having sacred one-on-one 12-step meetings with beautiful women of God. And there's no place I would rather be. I know that the Lord has prepared me for the exact service that I'm doing right now. He speaks through me to these sisters, and he's prepared me, even through my addiction, to be an instrument in his hands. And I'm grateful for every part of my journey with him. And I know that my service that I have today is preparing me for some other calling that he has for me. And I welcome it. I trust him with everything that I am. I love him, and I know that he has my best interest in mind. And not only mine, but others. And he can use me as long as I submit myself to him. And he has in very powerful ways. In the beginning of my recovery, I couldn't picture myself actually being in sobriety. And how I didn't know if I could do it. I tried and failed so many times that I thought, it's really not possible for me. And what I want to testify of today is that recovery is absolutely possible. But not only recovery, but living your life with joy and purpose is absolutely possible. And it's something that I would not give up for anything. I'm grateful for the enabling power of the atonement to make so much more out of me. And as I lean on him, he makes up the difference, and we can go a long ways. And I'm grateful for that. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thanks.
The full episode for Step 12 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.